This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I have no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. For me, yes, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that was. 1-800-878-7529. Sports, man. I love talking sports with you people. Sirius XM channel 203, I believe, maybe 211. I'm not quite sure. You tell me, actually. You let me know where you're listening to me on either 203 or 211 on Sirius XM. I love you people. Believe me, talking to you globally, nothing better than doing that. What are the topics of discussion? Obviously, NFL playoffs. We'll be talking about that because we're down to four people. I'm not too surprised and shocked at who we have in the final four, but you know what? It is what it is, and we're going to talk about it, believe me. So a lot of NFL playoffs to talk about. We'll be talking some NBA basketball. We'll be talking a little Major League Baseball, too, to be honest with you. There's so much to talk about as things are always happening in the sports world, as we know. And you know what? The Dorf Man brings it to you the best possible way that he knows how. So get at me. Let's talk about it again. You can call me 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, too, people. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll get into the games because I think it was pretty fun to see what would happen on the NFL football fields all weekend long as, you know, we had the division games. And you know what, man? Not surprised at all that the Chiefs are advancing. Not surprised that the Rams are advancing. Not surprised that Tom Brady and the New England Patriots are advancing. I've seen that movie so many times, man. I've seen that movie so many times. And until that movie doesn't happen, I'm just going to say that Tom Brady gets to the Super Bowl. And it'll be fun to talk about that matchup, too, believe me. Chiefs and Patriots to see who does go to the Super Bowl. And the Patriots will have to do it on the road, something a little different than they're accustomed to. And then the Saints, man, the New Orleans Saints, I love that team. Real solid balance. You know, Drew Brees, what's not to love about that guy? And then Alvin Kamara, man, that dude is just a big-time baller. He knows how to get those plays. And then Michael Thomas, man, making play after play. Just unbelievable stuff, man. So a ton to get into in the sports world. Again, let's get after it. 1-800-878-7529.
Do you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. A lot to get into in the sports world. Get at me. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, too. Follow me there. Dorf on Sports. Dorf Online. Check out my website, please. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we are going to break things down for you. I do want to get you some scores, though, before I get into too much with the NFL, because I'm going to give you those scores, too, in a moment. But in the NBA, man, by the way, scoring is so up in the NBA. If you're not an NBA fan, you should be. And if you are an NBA fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This has been fun to watch all season long. I don't know who the best team in the West is. I know that Toronto has the best record in the East, but I don't know if Toronto is the best team in the East. So I think the NBA is so much fun right now. Real quickly, I want to run through some scores. Sixers get a win over the Knicks, 108-105. Raptors, 140-138 over the Wizards. Bucks rebound after a letdown in Washington when they didn't play with Giannis, by the way, and they get a victory over the Hawks, 133-114. Rockets go down to the Magic, 116-109. Warriors top the Mavericks, 119-114. Nuggets, they continue to impress, 116-113 over the Trailblazers. And the Cavaliers beat the Lakers, man. If there's one thing you need to know about the Lakers, they need LeBron James on the court. Otherwise, they're in trouble. They're not the same team. So that's kind of what's going on in the NBA. And as far as the standings go in the NBA, like I said, right now Toronto leading the East, Milwaukee a game and a half back on them, Indiana behind them, Sixers, Boston in fifth, Miami in sixth, Brooklyn in seventh, and the Hornets wrapping it up in the Eastern Conference in the eighth spot. Denver on top of the West, Golden State right behind them, Oklahoma City Thunder, Portland, the Clippers, the Houston Rockets, the San Antonio Spurs, those guys have jumped up quite a bit. Good to see them back in the playoff mix. And then the Lakers hanging on to things, but the Jazz right there, they're both actually knotted up at 23 and 21. So you know what? The Lakers without LeBron James maybe don't make the playoffs. And that's what I said, by the way. If you didn't know that, that's what I said way before the season started. I said, I don't think the Lakers make the playoffs. And they were looking good with LeBron in the lineup, don't get me wrong. But with LeBron out, they're just the Lakers. They're the fakers. They're not the Lakers. They're the fakers, people. Get at me, LA fan. I know I got to have some faker fans in the house. Got to have some faker fans in the house listening to me on Sirius XM Channel 211. Tell me I'm crazy, man, but you know I'm right. Without LeBron, you guys are below average. Way below average. 1-800-878-7529. All right, let me give you the scores from the NFL. It was a great weekend of NFL football, too. Let's not mistake ourselves. Saturday's games, the Chiefs all over the Colts, 31-13. Rams get it done 30-22 over the Cowboys. Patriots, that was brutal, man. I'm sorry, but Phillip Rivers and the L.A. Chargers, I'm sorry, man. You guys are sorry in the postseason, and you can't beat Tom Brady. Phillip Rivers, it's kind of like Big Ben, man. You have to get over that mountain of Tom Brady, and it's almost impossible. Almost impossible, as we've seen. This is so impressive, by the way. I'm going to make a comparison here once again, because that's what I like doing. That's how we do things in sports, right? But this is a good one. I've been thinking about this all day long. Patriots getting to 8 consecutive AFC championship games. That's absolutely remarkable, people. Who else gets his team to conference championship after conference championship? LeBron James. Tom Brady and LeBron James are like the same guy in different sports, man. They're the best. They make everybody around them better. I don't give a you know what, but what you want to tell me. Those two guys are just so damn good. And anybody that doesn't want to play with them, you're nuts. You're absolutely nuts in my mind. But I think Tom Brady and LeBron, very similar in the sense of being able to get their team back to that game all the time. You can change the cast of characters, but the movie always finishes the same. Tom Brady and the Patriots were all over the Chargers. The final score doesn't even do it justice. 41-28, but it wasn't that close. If I'm not mistaken, it was 35-7 at half, people. 35-7 at half. So this game was pretty much over unless the Patriots absolutely fell apart. And the final game of the day was pretty cool, too, in the sense of the Saints took care of business at home, and they got out of the gates real slow. Real slow they got out of the gates. And you got to give Nick Foles credit, man. That dude, calm, cool, collected, comes in and makes plays and gets his team on top real early. They're up 14-0. The Saints don't even know what hit them. But they had that calm, they had that cool, they had that poise, they had that home field advantage that they could rely heavily on, believe me. That place was so loud. And Drew Brees and the guys figured out a way to make things happen. And Michael Thomas was off the hook. Dude was off the hook. 171 yards, 12 catches, a touchdown. And then Alvin Kamara just running the ball the way he does. And then defensively, a couple guys really made plays for the New Orleans Saints. And again, man, I'm going to repeat this one more time. I've been saying it. All these jokers who have been saying all season long, oh, defense, you can't do anything on the defensive side of the ball, and the offensive player gets away with this, that, and the other. Well, it's the postseason, and I'm seeing one thing that is happening quite often. Points are coming at a premium. Saints scored 20 points. That is not what you'd expect from that high-powered offense, let's be honest. So the Eagles did their job of playing defense, too. They only put up 14. They only put up 14. 20-14, Saints and Eagles. Patriots put up 41, but they only put up 6 points in the second half. Most of their damage was in the first half. And then the Chargers scored 21 points in the second half, which the 14 in the fourth quarter are almost like a complete aberration to make this score a lot more closer than it really was. And then the Rams, man, look, C.J. Anderson. There were not one but two teams cut this guy throughout the year. And then the Rams going to pick him up. Sean McVay, great job. Great job, Sean McVay. Great job, man. So to have him and Todd Gurley, Are you kidding me? And to have, speaking of this, let's talk about the matchups that we have for the conference championships, man. These are exciting. It's chalk all the way across the board. I get it. It's kind of boring, but you know what? These were the best teams that we want to see. I'm sorry, but that in my humble opinion, I want to see the best play the best. I want to see who the real top dog is. Is it Jared Goff and the Rams? Are they going to be able to knock off the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans in the Superdome? Here's what I like about that situation for the Rams. Let me give you that. Here's what I like. I like the fact that they're playing indoors. It's calm. It's cool. It's going to be a real controlled environment. So no weather is going to play a factor there. And it wouldn't play a factor most likely if this game was being played in LA either. But at least you have an outdoor element there. Could be rain. You never know. But indoors, no elements either way. And now that they have C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley, you got to look out for in that backfield. And then that wide receiver core that Jared Goff has to throw to, and the D-line that he has on the other side of the ball, wow, man. I'm sorry, but I think the Rams have a very, very good shot of beating the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans and getting themselves to the Super Bowl. Really do. And then the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes playing Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, who just get there all the time? Man, oh man, I'm telling you, we got ourselves some great championship games, people. I know I hear the music. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. So I'm going to do that. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I'll be right back, everybody. It's the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Thomas coming in. It's going to be a touchdown. Michael Thomas doing it all, and New Orleans takes the lead.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about the weekend that was, the week that was. Sports, man. Can't get enough of it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And, you know, just to kind of back that up, Drew Brees went 28 of 38, 301 yards, had the two touchdowns, had the interception real early in the game. And that was a beautiful interception, by the way, by the Philadelphia Eagle defender that made that play. But like I said, just too much of Michael Thomas. Dude went off. 171, 12 receptions, touchdown, had that long burst for 42. And just too many plays made by the Saints. And not enough plays made by the Eagles. A couple things that I want to throw out there. You know, there were a bunch of different storylines, and let's not kid ourselves. But rest and rust was one of them. Which was going to prevail, right? Well, I would say in every case that rest prevailed over rust big time. And the guys that you expected to show up showed up. Tom Brady did what he does. Drew Brees does what he does. Jared Goff, even though I don't trust that guy, and we'll talk about trust here in just a moment. Look, when you got C.J. Anderson and you got Todd Gurley running the ball the way that they ran the ball for you, you don't really have to do that much. Let's be honest. So Jared Goff is one of those guys that they can win in despite of him. But will he make a big mistake against the Saints? That's going to be the big question. And that'll be a big concern. And then Patrick Mahomes. Well, if I'm not mistaken, Patrick Mahomes, he didn't throw a touchdown. And he had a bunch of help with his guys running the ball real well. Real well, by the way. They ran for 180 yards on the ground, too, the Kansas City Chiefs. But will Patrick Mahomes have a few plays up his sleeve? And the way that he can get passes off, wow, man, I'm sorry, but crazy angles, the way that he can extend plays, they have the home field advantage. The Patriots have been awful on the road, man. Let's not kid ourselves. 3-5 for the season on the road. So that's a little bit of a cause for concern for Patriot fans. But again, man, I've seen this movie so many damn times. So many damn times I've seen that movie. And Tom Brady's always the star of that movie. Does Patrick Mahomes have what it takes to write a new chapter in this book this year? And get this guy that's been to 8 consecutive AFC championship games out of the postseason? And if he does, has Patrick Mahomes really arrived in the NFL then? And what will that do for Andy Reid? These are all things that we'll be discussing all week long. Trust me. Dorfman puts it out there for you right after and lets you think about it for the whole week. And will Bill Belichick have another one of those unbelievable game plans that he always has against Andy Reid? And what's the one thing that's holding Andy Reid back from getting that elite status from his peers and everybody else in the world? Super Bowls, man. He's got a great opportunity. They have home field advantage. Time is now for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're going to need another game from Damian Williams. And speaking of that, will they get from the Patriots, will they get the same kind of running attack that they had? I mean, wow, they really controlled the offense. They were obviously the best-looking offense throughout the whole week, at least in my humble opinion. The Patriots look to be the most powerful offense. Again, if I'm wrong, let me know, 1-800-878-7529. But from what I saw, the rest that they got, the weapons that they have, and the experience that Tom Brady and the rest of those dudes bring to the table, it's second to none, man. So if I'm picking right now, and again, a lot of things can happen throughout the week. We all know that. I'm saying right now I trust Tom Brady the most. And I'd be a fool if I didn't. And you'd be a fool if you don't either. For all the naysayers that thought Phillip Rivers and the L.A. Chargers had a real shot to beat the Patriots, are you kidding me right now? That may have been the easiest money in a long time. Actually, the easiest money in all time probably was Clemson over Alabama, which, by the way, we haven't talked about that since. And wow, what can we say about Dabo Sweeney since we're talking about coaching and things like that with when you talked about Andy Reid and him making his mark? Dabo Sweeney, man, oh man, 2-2 with Nick Saban in the 5-year history. Those two teams have matched up 4 times and they're even. And I'll tell you what, I think Clemson right now, I'm telling you right now, I'm putting them right back in that game next year. As long as they have that Lawrence kid, they're going to be right back there for the next couple of years. A true freshman, the way that he played, the zip he throws that ball with, Clemson is maybe the new school to go to for football. They're getting guys to go there instead of go to Alabama. So, wow, man. Yeah, absolutely. Lawrence is an absolute gamer. A couple, 3 years from now, there's going to be teams in the NFL that are salivating over that kid. So I was really impressed with the way that Clemson just manhandled Alabama. Outplayed, outcoached, out everything, man. Give credit to Dabo. Dude had a great game plan. And his players went out there and executed to a T, man. Talk about perfection. That was perfection. I hear you there, man. A lot of teams are going to hope that they can draft him. But anyway, that was impressive. Real impressive. Back to the NFL real quickly. Actually, since I'm dabbling around, maybe I'll just jump into the NCAA for a quick moment. And then I'll get back to the NFL. Because, man, oh, man, we got ourselves some awesome championship games. Awesome conference championship games. With some of the usual suspects involved. And speaking of usual suspects, Duke had a really, really fun victory over the weekend. I don't know if you happened to catch that ball game, but That was tooth and nail, nip and tuck, you name it. And overloading on RJ Barrett, leaving another guy wide open. I'm sorry, but if you're not watching these days, people can knock down shots. Shooters are all around the place, man. Shooters are all around the place on the floor in the NBA and college basketball. Short, tall, you name it, everybody can shoot the rock now. Everybody can handle the rock. And they may have the two best players in all of college basketball in Duke. So if you haven't been watching them, people, it's must-watch stuff. But some of the top teams, by the way, Virginia, they're still undefeated. That's a real good basketball team. Tennessee, that's a good basketball team. Michigan, that's a good basketball team. Michigan State, that's another good basketball team. Two teams from the Big Ten, by the way, two teams from the Big Ten in the top ten. Kansas has gone down a little bit. They don't shoot the ball that well. Now, that's the big issue for Kansas right now, if you ask me. They don't shoot the ball that well. Gonzaga, they continue to impress. They continue to impress and stay atop the country as far as it goes. And you got to give Few just a ton of credit. What a great job, tremendous job he's done out there with Gonzaga. So I'll get into it on the other side. I know the music's running. I got to take another pause for the cause. Again, get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. Follow me there. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. I'll be right back, everybody. It's the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Penguins emerge now with Phil Kessel. Kessel here 2-on-2 with Evgeny Malkin. Kessel fires. He scores! In overtime, Phil Kessel!
Bergeron weaves his way in with under 90 seconds separating these two teams from a shootout. And here's Giroux moving back into the game.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Absolutely, it's enough to make your head explode. The Dorf Man coming at you here on the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM Channel 211. Get at me, people. Let's talk about the weekend that was, the week that was. Sports is just always on the brain, man. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Hit up on my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Just kind of thinking out there to myself about a couple different things. Threw it out there to my Facebook audience. And I said to them, Luka Doncic or DeAndre Ayton? I mean, it's a no-brainer to me, man. Luka Doncic has just been... Dude's awesome. Dude's an all-star. Dude is a gamer. We talk about gamers tonight. Dude is a gamer. Dude can flat-out ball. Speaking of balling, I got to get you some scores from the NHL. Jets beat the Ducks. 4-3 in overtime, by the way. Lightning lose, and they've been on fire all season long, so it's kind of interesting to see that. Islanders beat them 5-1. Blue Jackets 7-5 over the Rangers. Hurricanes beat the Predators 6-3. Panthers lose to the Canucks 5-1. And then the Coyotes, Arizona Coyotes, man, I got to bring it back home one more time. Getting crushed by the Flames. Flames absolutely just crushed them out big time 7-1. And when you look around the NHL standings real quickly, like I said, the Tampa Bay Lightning are lighting it up. They are absolutely lighting it up. 72 points leading the NHL in that category. And then on the other side, Winnipeg with 60 in the Western Conference. So the Eastern Conference dominated by the Lightning. And then the Western Conference, there's several teams that are right there. And then look out for my team, my squad, man. I'm telling you right now, the Flames are the tops. The Central is by the Winnipeg Jets. The Pacific is the Calgary Flames. But look out for my Golden Vegas Knights, man. The Vegas Golden Knights, look out for that squad one more year. They were not a one-year wonder, man. They really weren't. They got out of the gates a little bit slow this season, but they're back in the mix. And I do not think they were a one-year wonder. They're legit. Absolutely legit. So that's a little bit of hockey for all my puck heads out there. 1-800-878-7529. I've made some interesting topics of discussion. Luka Doncic or DeAndre Ayton? What do you think? To me, it's a no-brainer. Luka Doncic. Guy's an all-star. He'll be an all-star this year. He'll be a starting all-star this year. DeAndre Ayton doesn't really impact the game the same way. You know, has had some games where he does. So Suns fan, Maverick fan, who's getting the best of that? I think Luka Doncic. Again, he'll be starting in the All-Star game for the Western Conference. And whether that's right or wrong, that's a whole nother discussion. It's a popularity vote by 50%, and then it gets broken up a little bit by the players and then coaches and this and that and the other. But 50% is based on what the public thinks. And if the public thinks Luka Doncic should be an all-star, well, then Luka Doncic is going to be an all-star. LeBron leading the way, Giannis right there. Those guys are very close, by the way. And that's my guy from the Milwaukee Bucks. If you don't know, I'm a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan. Born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. Love all my Wisconsin teams, but I'm extremely difficult on those teams when they stink. So hopefully the Packers can get their act together. Matt LaFleur coming in and changing some things up. And let's touch on that real quickly, because the coaching, there's been so many hires and fires in the NFL that we haven't really had time to address that. Do you like what the Arizona Cardinals did with bringing in Cliff Kingsbury, a guy who had a losing record in college and coached guys like Johnny Manziel? And people are saying, wow, this guy can do all kinds of stuff with quarterbacks. I mean, honestly, you can't make this stuff up, people. In my humble opinion, the best hire by anybody was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, bringing Bruce Arians back into the NFL. And then what did he do? He went and got Todd Bowles to be his DC. Good move. Good move. Two guys that have worked together before, two guys that have had success in the NFL together before. I think Tampa Bay hit a home run. I really think Tampa Bay hit a home run. Arizona Cardinals, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. Again, it's another one of those deals where you're going out and getting a guy who has not proven himself. And you're getting a guy who comes from college. It's a different game. Here's the biggest thing that people don't understand. I've been on the fields before. I'll explain it to you real quickly. It's simple. Honestly, it's very simple. The speed of the game, you can't compare it, man. So the comparison of when you bring high school and you compare it to college, well, the speed of that game, it changes dramatically. Then you bring the game from college to the NFL, and then it changes to like warp speed. You don't have the stoppage of the clock for putting the first downs, you know, resetting the first downs every single time. You don't have that in the NFL, man. And things just happen so quickly. So speed of the game is huge. Huge. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me, by the way, people. I love having the interaction on Twitter with you, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But I've been throwing out a bunch of different things. And I compared LeBron James to one Tom Brady. What have those two guys been able to do more often than not? Than nobody that I can think of. They get their team to the conference championship game every year. Every single year. You can change who they bring with them, but the one thing that they continuously do is they bring their posse with them to that big game. And I'll tell you what, Tom Brady, man, just writing another book, another story. This wasn't the typical Patriot year. Wasn't their typical type of season where they were 12-4 and they made it look easy. They were 13-3. They were 11-5 and they struggled on the road. They were 3-5. Going up against a young buck in a guy like Patrick Mahomes. Again, phone number 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529. Again, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, those were the two of the better quarterbacks in the AFC. Jared Goff, Drew Brees, two of the better quarterbacks in the NFC, if not the two best. Two best teams in the NFC, two best teams in the AFC. We have ourselves an awesome next week Sunday set up, people. Get your popcorn, get your family, go watch those games. It's going to be fun. And I think what's most intriguing to me is the fact that the Chiefs have a real chance. they have a real chance. That game's an Arrowhead. You put them on the road at Foxborough, I'm telling you right now, I don't give them a chance in hell. I don't give them a chance in hell. I guarantee you they burn. No matter how cold it is there, they would burn. You put that game in Arrowhead, though, it's a completely different story. They've got a shot. They have a home field advantage. They have a crowd that is going to be so amped up for that game, so ready to play. And then they have Patrick Mahomes, who, let's be honest, man, he has taken the league by storm. Thrown for 50 touchdowns. First guy to do that since Peyton Manning. And they're pretty good. Like I think that's a good football team. So if the Patriots are able to actually win, then they actually earned it, man. I'm sorry, but if Tom Brady can get by this one, they've earned it. At least in my humble opinion, they've earned it. And then again, what will this do for Andy Reid, his legacy? Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, two of the best in the game, but Belichick has all the rings. Andy Reid gets overlooked time again, and all the time he gets overlooked. This is a shot, man. This is a shot. 1-800-878-7529. I think I got a caller. Okay, yeah. Let's jump out to the phones real quickly. I'll take a quick call from Big Paper. Big Paper, let me know where you're calling from, first and foremost. I've only got a minute or two, so go ahead, man. It's your world, brother.
What's up, man? I'm down here in Phoenix, Arizona.
All right, cool. What's going on?
The heart of the land. Man, I got to say, it's so much. You know, I said you had 2 minutes. I had so much. But my thing is, with the NFL itself, it'll set itself up to where you got the four top teams who was the number one scorers who are actually meeting in the big, you know, championship game. So it's saying a lot as far as how they've been taking the defense out, you know, because of the way they have them playing. So to me, all these other teams is trying to position themselves to be like that. It's setting themselves for a downfall, because if it ends up Saints and the Patriots, it's still down two veteran quarterbacks and two good coaches, you know, or two great coaches. So, you know, you're going to have that. You got to have that experience to still get to a Super Bowl. I don't care what all these other guys are doing or teams are doing. They're going to have to still keep that old mystique about your team and keep that experience in your team. I just say, let's go get the young coaches. You know, they can do this and that. Because still, they ain't a learning experience. Now, as far as the Cardinals, I can't believe what they did today. Two NFL coaches as NFL as the offensive or defensive coordinator, but you're going to have a rookie head coach. And to me, it's letting me know they trying to do the government syndrome of having Trump being a puppet for everything else as the head coach.
Yeah, no, hey, Paper, that's good stuff, bro. I wish I had more time to let you keep throwing it at me. Make sure you call me next week on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America, and we can continue this discussion, believe me, because we'll want to talk about it for the weeks that come, believe me, people. I can't believe how quick the hour goes. I can't believe it, man. I honestly can't believe how quickly the hour goes. I love talking to people on SiriusXM Channel 211. I love talking to people all over the world, man. I really do. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back, give you some final thoughts, wrap it up like I always do here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf, everybody. I'll be right back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here with me on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. I would be Andy Dorf. You can always follow me on Twitter. Get at me. Let's talk there. We can always continue the conversation at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, too. Always have the newest, latest shows and some articles up there at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Before I get out of here, I want to close it out kind of in a way where I always give you my parting shot, my closing thoughts and things like that. But I've threw a bunch of things out that are definitely interesting, at least intriguing to me. And if you don't agree, that's fine. I love it. Tell me that on Twitter. Again, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I'm going to leave you with this, though. This is where I'm going to leave you. We have ourselves a really, really cool matchup as far as it goes in the AFC and the NFC, as far as I'm concerned. You got Drew Brees, who's one of the best in the game and a guy that we all have grown to love. And he's got his guy, Sean Payton, right there with him. We all know that, man. And the caller that just made a great point. There's a few things that are constant and few things that happen repeatedly. And when you have that coach and player rapport year in and year out, you're going to make things happen. And Sean Payton and Drew Brees have done that. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have done that. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, maybe they will do that. And then Jared Goff and Sean McVay, maybe they will do that. I think what we have here is just you have the old meeting up with the new. What's going to prevail? Is it going to be Tom Brady and that mastermind of Bill Belichick going at it against Andy Reid with his young buck and Patrick Mahomes? And then on the other side, is it going to be that young buck and Sean McVay and Jared Goff? Or is it going to be the two old cats in Sean Payton and Drew Brees. I mean, honestly, people, can't make it up. It's great stuff. I'll be talking all about it after the games are over. Once again, right here on the Weekend Recap, I got to thank Scott for always doing what he does on the other side, making it possible. And I would be Andy Dorf, the Dorfman, saying peace. I'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, it is. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. I'm Bob Black. Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sirius XM Channel 211 is where we park and reside every single day. And we have a huge show out in front of us, as we do each and every day. Really doesn't regard the sport, the headline, or whatever it is. We always manage to get the biggest and the best of everything here in the attack. If you're listening, there's many various different ways to get us, including our award-winning website. Just go to sportsbylineusa.com, and we are right there for you. There's a live stream that you could latch onto. It also shows you all the various different interviews that we do here in the network, all the big names. It doesn't matter. The world of sports, world of entertainment, world of music, world of literature. It's all kind of fun, and it all blends together here on Sports Byline. So as you get ready to listen to this show on this particular day, we got a lot of NFL, we got a lot of NBA, and we're going to talk about all of it. Your intrepid talk show host here was dead wrong on 3 out of 4 games. You just can't figure the NFL a lot of times, and sometimes chalk is the way to go. I decided to go against the norm, and I certainly paid the price, and we'll be talking about that. You can laugh at me at 1-800-878-7529 or at BobBlack71. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know that it is. Now, if you're a fan of the show, and we know there's a lot of you out there, the American Forces Radio Network is a big part of what we do each and every day. These guys and girls protect our six. We're very involved with them. We love it. We're there every year for Army Navy. It's right around the corner. Well, no, maybe not. Maybe next December. But having fun with that. Look, it's deadly serious what they do. They're out there protecting these shores, protecting our borders. They're overseas. They're domestic. It really doesn't matter. They're out there. So if you see somebody in a uni, do me a favor. Just be kind to them. Go up to them. Thank them. Give them a handshake. Give them an attaboy, an attagirl, and then be on your way. Because they're running towards it while we run away from it. Let's go to the commercial. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at BestEgg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Show's driving. Give him touchdown number 3.
Let's see if they did some type of a get Camara in the backfield.
Ready for
that. Second goal. Breeze looking to throw. Throws a fade. Touchdown.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black, Cuddy, you, 1-800-8878. Play at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And we got a big show out in front of us. Yes. Well, 4 games on the schedule. I picked all 4. I was wrong 3 out of 4. I thought I was going to go 4 for 4 because it looked bleak for New Orleans at one point. But you heard the highlights. We're going to back it up to Saturday. There were certain themes that went through, and I kind of touched on it casually during the open, where we talked about the fact that chalk was the way to ride over this past weekend, and it wasn't a lie. All the conversation about, hey, who's got the best chance for an upset? Well, nobody was what it came down to. Everybody, all the underdogs lost. All the home teams won. And when you're talking about the divisionals, it's usually a very competitive game, as we found in the past. Certainly better than some of the first rounds, which ended up not being the case this year. And usually, certainly better than some of the conference finals, which we're going to find out. But you got to give a lot of credit to the 4 teams involved that won. Some of them were challenged a little more than the others. But it starting off with the Colts and the Chiefs, and I have to be honest, I still believe this is going to come back to bite Kansas City before it's all said and done. Maybe it'll happen in the Super Bowl. I don't know. But as great as Patrick Mahomes is, and as great as this offense that Andy Reid has styled for Patrick Mahomes, and he's the exception to the rule for all of those searching for the next Sean McVay in a head football coach, he has 109-year-old Andy Reid, who has devised an offense that is as electric and creative as any offense in the history of the National Football League. It also helps when you have Patrick Mahomes, but he's been able to do that, and you have to give credit where credit is due. But I do believe, and I still believe, which is why I picked Indianapolis, and I should have known better. They're just not as talented. As to why you've got the lack of a running game is going to catch up to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Patrick Mahomes did nothing special. He was 27 of 41 for 278 yards, no touchdowns and no interceptions. But the lack of the running game that I talked about in the preview was the exact opposite happened in the course of the football game. Damian Williams, who was pretty good at Oklahoma and, you know, shared the running back position and everything else, had for the entire season 50 attempts for 256 yards. In this game, he had 25 carries for 129 yards. And by doing so, Andy Reid was able to exploit his offense the way he wanted to do it and the way he did all season. Now, can Damian Williams do this again going forward? Well, you know Bill Belichick is going to be designing. He's probably up right now listening to my show and designing schemes. Overall, they ran 33 times for 180 yards. That's why they won the football game. If they're able to keep doing that, we'll find out. But each step, the competition gets stiffer. And it'll be Belichick for the right to go to the Super Bowl. And if they should get to the Super Bowl, then it's going to be the New Orleans Saints. Damian Williams is not a starting running back in this league. He's just not. But he sure was able to do it this past week. And Andy Reid being smart. Because, you know, look, this is no fluke. Oh, wait, we found a gem, the whole nine yards. Damian Williams is in his fifth year as a running back in this league. So he ain't surprising anybody. He's 5'11", 224 yards, and he's a rock. And that's how he runs. But if he can do what he did for two more games, they're going to win the Super Bowl. If he can't, they won't, because they'll get exposed. Indianapolis had no answer. Kansas City dominated in the trenches, both sides. They were up and after Andrew Luck constantly. He got sacked three times for 27 yards. By the way, Indianapolis did a nice job of that, too. They sacked Patrick Mahomes four times for 25 yards. But where Indianapolis couldn't get it happening, we talked about it in the preview. Marlon Mack couldn't run the football. He had a terrific year. 195 attempts for 908 yards. In this particular game, not so bueno. Nine carries, 60 yards. Now, part of the problem, of course, and this is what happens to coaches, and it happened to Frank Reich. 24-7 at halftime. They had no choice. They had to start running the football. And once they had to start running the football, passing the football, and once they had to start passing the football, the game was over. Simple as that. Look, this was a terrific year for Indianapolis. It was a great year because of the fact that Andrew Luck came all the way back. It was a great year because Frank Reich picked up the mantle left on the floor by Josh McDaniel and took advantage of the head coaching opportunity and showed you that he was very capable of running an organization. And they're going to get better going forward. They're going to get more depth. They're going to get more weapons. Their offensive line is now rock solid for the most part. They're going to increase the capabilities on the defensive side of the ball. And if you're an Indianapolis Colts fan, you know, great. Nobody takes any moral victories. And my God, you had a great season and everything else. Because being number one is where you want to be. Period. Case closed. But in this particular set of circumstances, they did have a good season. They went up against an offensive juggernaut. Again, that was two-dimensional. Had it been one-dimensional, maybe we're having a different conversation this morning. But they got overwhelmed, particularly in the first half. It'll change. It'll change. All the weapons step forward for Kansas City in this football game. Travis Kelce with 7 for 108. Tariq Hill, 8 for 72. Sammy Watkins, 6 for 62. So, again, it was all out there. And Williams out of the backfield with 5 catches. So, this is a pretty rough situation. And, again, for those of you who were Kareem Hunt fans, and he's a terrific ball player, what the organization does from here going forward is going to be an interesting storyline in the offseason. Because he's done the talk show rounds. Now he's in therapy and all various different things that go along with it. I don't know if the National Football League is going to suspend him for all of next year, which is a distinct possibility. But they also may go half a season. I mean, they cut him loose quickly, decisively. Whether or not he does his mea culpas and he goes and does his therapy and he gets his reports from the psychiatrists and all the other stuff that goes along with it, maybe Kansas City revisits him. I don't know. Midwestern people are forgiving people. Has the organization decided that Kareem Hunt can never come back to the team? Well, maybe they have. Will other teams around the league decide that they don't want anything to do with him? That's a distinct possibility, too. But in the world of the National Football League, when the best running back in the league, not named Le'Veon Bell, is sitting on the sidelines, somebody might take a chance on him. You saw what Washington did with Reuben Foster after he got accused down in Florida, and then all of a sudden charges are dropped and nobody's testifying, and the woman said, you know, we got a questionable past here and all this kind of stuff. Washington got themselves a hell of a defensive player. So we'll see. It's up in the air right now. What isn't up in the air was the Chiefs' dominance in this football game against Indianapolis, 31-13. When we come back, the next Saturday game, right here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com.
MyEvoz.com.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Going deep for Hilton, and he is able to make the catch for the touchdown.
Second and two on the fake. Here comes pressure from Okafor. Foles going to let it go. He's going to go deep. He's got Jordan Matthews. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back. Black, you, Cuddy. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. You're listening on Sirius XM Channel 211. And we're having fun on our new home and, of course, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. As we talked about the 31-13 victory by the Chiefs over the Colts. And the Chiefs, you know, again, I'll just talk about it. There was no real key play in this. They just dominated. And they looked like the Super Bowl team that they were for the first half of the season. And it's all based on balance. And so long as Williams can run the football, and that's the direction they're going to go in, they're balanced enough to win it all. If he does get stopped, and Belichick is certainly capable of doing that, and Sean Payton is certainly capable of doing that, if it gets that far, or McVay, for that matter. I'm not going to leave them out of the mix. We could be having a different conversation in a week or perhaps 3 weeks from now. Rams took care of their business, 30-22. I'll tell you something. For those of you, and again, I understand why teams are looking for the next Sean McVay, young coordinator / wannabe head coach and the whole nine yards. I'll give you a stat line here on a quarterback. 15-28, 186 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. True or false? Did the team with that stat line for their quarterback win the football game? Do, 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 do. And yeah, they did. You know why? I'll give you two other stat lines. 23 carries for 123 yards, 18 carries for 115 yards. 48 carries overall for the team for 273 yards. That's the Rams' offensive stat line. When the Rams were losing football games in the last third of the season, it wasn't like they lost a ton. They finished 13-3. But when they were struggling, when they were scuffling, and a couple of losses that they did have, the reason was that they were putting everything on the shoulders of Jared Goff. And we talked about this earlier in the season, during the first half of the year, when, without a question, the two best teams in football were the LA Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs. And then Todd Gurley got nicked up, and Kareem Hunt got tossed out of the league. And everything was put on the shoulders of the quarterbacks. And they're both very good quarterbacks. One is better than the other, but they're both very good quarterbacks. And the reliance on Jared Goff, who is not an elite quarterback. He's a very good quarterback, but he's not in that upper tier. And hence the struggles from his rookie season. The warts were showing. Well, when Todd Gurley was hurt, McVay brought in a running back that inexplicably nobody with a running attack signed, including Green Bay, including the Jets, including name the team that did not have a running attack. And that guy's name was C.J. Anderson. And for the brief period of time that he played during the regular season, he had 403 yards on 67 carries. 67 carries. I mean, it, and now you pair him with Gurley? Are you kidding? Geez, Lord. Played against Tampa Bay, had one carry. Played against Pittsburgh, had two carries. Then they threw him into the attack in the last couple of games in December. 20 carries for $167 and 23 for $132, and then 23 carries over the weekend for 123 yards. And Todd Gurley had 15 carries for 100-plus. Hello? Jared Goff could have played that game in a wheelchair, and it wouldn't have mattered. Don't get it. I really don't. All those teams that were looking for a running back, and he's 27 years old, so it's not exactly like the wheels have fallen off. Denver couldn't get him out of there fast enough, and I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know if he's was considered a bad teammate or just asking for too much money for the position. I got news for you. He's got a home for next year, unless he goes out in the free agent market. But if he's smart, he won't. Seriously, he'll get good money. I mean, man, oh, man, Shevitz, 48 carries for 273 yards. And they took it right to that Dallas Cowboy defense. And Dallas had zero answers. This is where the fast, lighter linebacker comes into play. I mean, it's good in coverage. They can blitz. They roam around in the zone. That's fine. But they couldn't stop the run. And once the blockers got to the second level, it was like a knife through butter. And Sean McVay, and again, to his credit, he did a hell of a job formulating this game plan. No high and flying offense, no misdirection, no nothing. Give the ball to the running back, pound the line. You know, student body left, student body right. It's what it plays out for LA. And yeah, you know, they had their moments, of course, where they mixed it up a little bit. But when you have two running backs that are performing like that, you have no need to get fancy schmancy. Knock their D's in the dirt and go to work. And they've been struggling. And of course, there was pressure on this team. I mean, they haven't won a postseason game since 2002 when they were in St. Louis. And here they are. They're trying to establish a fan base in L.A. And now he is one of the creative minds on the offensive side of the ball in football. But now they have an option here where this is a nightmare going forward for New Orleans. They were looking at this leading up to the back end of the season going, all right, look, let's not trip ourselves up. Let's not screw ourselves up. Chances are still pretty good we'll be facing the Rams in the NFC Championship game. But if they're one-dimensional, we can beat them. Well, they ain't one-dimensional anymore. Gurley and Anderson are only the fourth set of teammates in NFL history to run for 100 yards apiece in a playoff game. This is murder. This is thunder and lightning. I mean, Gurley runs between the tackles. There's no question about it. But now you talk about it where he can get you between the tackles, get you outside, and then they give the ball to Anderson, who's literally a boulder going downhill. This is scary good. And quite frankly, at this point, and again, look, till somebody takes it away from New England and takes it away from Belichick, they're the best. They just are, even though they lost last year. But, man, I would love to see the Rams with this new formulated offense and Kansas City go up against each other. You know, it every once in a while you lose a key player that maybe people don't realize how important said player is. And that player for the Rams was Cooper Kupp. When they lost him to to injured reserve with the knee injury. That hurt them badly. Badly. And you look at it, it changed the dynamic of their offense. He was the go-to guy. He was their Jordy Nelson. He was one of those guys. Not a star. Not a superstar. But when you needed to put the ball in somebody's hands and make sure they got away with it, he was the guy you wanted. And at the time of his injuries, he had 40 receptions for 566 yards. Hurt him. Hurt him real bad. He went out November 11th. Now you're talking about a month and a half of football that he missed. Was he going to crack 1,000 yards? Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Was he going to crack 100 receptions? Nah. Probably 75. But he was integral to that offense, and they were struggling without him. And now they have figured out a formula that they can use. And look, their wide receiving core is still very good. You still got the Brandon Cooks of the world. You still got Mike Thomas. You still got Josh Reynolds. You still got Robert Woods. But when it comes down to it, if they can ground and pound like they're talking about and still have the threat of going in a different direction, whoo-wee. That's pretty awesome in itself. So this is fun. And this matchup next week against New Orleans is going to be something that you want to strap yourself to the chair for, too. Because it's going to be fun like you never saw it. Well, maybe you've seen it before, but you know what I mean. Because it's literally going to be mirror offenses. Question is, who's going to play the best defense? Because don't forget, New Orleans plays exactly the same way. At least the same way as the Rams are playing now. Two-headed, power attack, thunder, lightning, and in the case of New Orleans, the better quarterback, at least at this point in time. So a lot of fun. It should be great. It's the matchup you want to see, and we'll continue with the NFL right after this break.
Gurley, a lot of room. Inside the 20, he is gone. Touchdown, Rams. They pass on a chance to make it a two-possession game. Anderson says, Sean McVay, you made the right call. Touchdown, Rams.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Brady going to the end zone. Open is Dorsett for the touchdown.
First and goal, and the Patriots drive it the distance for the touchdown. 83 yards in 14 plays with Michelle finishing it off.
First down at the 14. Running it, Michelle. Untouched so far. Dives for the pylon.
You notice a common theme here? You hear what I'm talking about? You smelling what I'm serving? It's all about running, baby. High fly, it's great. Offenses, electric offenses, chucking the ball all over the field, college spread offenses, the whole nine yards. You run the football, you win games. That's what it comes down to. New England was no exception. And I threw this out there mostly because of sentimental reasons. I wanted to see Phillip Rivers get to the Super Bowl, which he will never do in his career, by the way. And he went up against Tommy Brady, and as Scott said, when we were previewing on Friday, New England was going to open up a can of whoop-ass, and they did. This game was over at halftime. Really nothing to talk about here other than the fact the dominance of New England and the fact that when Bill Belichick is presented with a problem, he's the Einstein of coaches. And that's literally what it comes down to. Chargers went in with full confidence. You look at the statistics. Phillip Rivers had a very good game, not with completion percentage, but with touchdowns. But it was all garbage time stuff. It was completely irrelevant. The Chargers never put a hand on Tom Brady. No sacks, very few pressures. 34 of 44, 343 yards, and a touchdown. 35-7 at halftime. There was no possible way that the San Diego Chargers were coming back in that football game. Melvin Gordon, 9 carries for 15 yards. And to be fair, Melvin Gordon's playing on one leg. It's just what he's doing. And it completely threw their offense out of balance. Again, all the yards, the 25 receptions total for the team for 331, all garbage. All garbage. None of it had any meaning at all. Hunter Henry, they activated him. He had zero impact. Antonio Gates had 5 receptions for 41 yards. None of them mattered. Keenan Allen, the same thing. I mean, it. San Diego will continue to get better. They're going to try to make one last run with Phillip Rivers, but I just don't see them. And it's unfortunate, but with Kansas City and their quarterback situation right now and the quality of their football team and New England with Tom Brady still standing in the way, I just don't see Phillip Rivers having the ability to get to the Super Bowl. I hope I'm wrong. And it's going to put a blemish on a career that's, to me, Hall of Fame worthy. Some people say no, I say yes. But the story of the game, Sony Michel, 3 touchdowns, 24 carries, 129 yards. And again, when Bill Belichick is presented with an issue, with a situation, he knows how to get through it. I felt next to Saquon Barkley that Sony Michel was the best running back in the draft last year. I felt, and New England grabbed him with the 31st pick in the first round. I felt that had the Giants gone quarterback at the top of the draft, or Bradley Chubb, which they could have done as well, but had they gone quarterback for the sake of discussion and made the move to move on from Eli, that they could have traded back into the first round and gotten Sony Michel right where New England got him. And when New England got him, I said, whoops, here we go. Bill finally has an elite running back, and he is an elite running back. He had a knee early in the year. Fortunately, nothing structural. I remember when it happened, I believe it was second game of the season, it looked really bad, but it wasn't. He's fast. He's durable. Good enough size. He's 215. Maybe he'd like 5 more pounds on him. But, man, he's got breakaway speed like nobody's business. And he runs. And Bill Belichick, with a 40-something-year-old quarterback, knows exactly how to use him. I mean, you look at this offense. Gronkowski's probably going to step off the field at the end of the year. Julian Edelman's their best receiver. They've got a bunch of nobodies at the wide receiver core, and yet Tom Brady continues to perform, and Sony Michel continues to perform. And I'll tell you something else. I'm watching a game yesterday, and I really believe Gronkowski is going to have to step off the field. He was only targeted one time in yesterday's game because I don't think he can get down the field anymore. This year, he had the lowest amount of yardage he's had in a long time. He had 47 receptions for 682 yards. The average is still there at 14.5. He's 29 years old. He's in the league 8 years now. I don't see, with his back issues and with his knee issues, how he can continue. I really don't. It's up to him. You know, maybe he feels like he has one more year in him. You never have these discussions when the season is over, and their season isn't over yet. But one thing I watched in the course of yesterday's game is that he was blocking. He was nailing people. I mean, he was a force blocking for Sony Michel. And it was obvious that before the game, one of the conversations held in the offensive room was, Gronk, whatever side he's running to, you're going to be on that side. I just looked at another block he made on one of the touchdowns. It's like having an extra offensive tackle on the field. He was sealing guys off, usually on the right-hand side, because Michel went right pretty much all day. And the Chargers had no answer. And I mean none. And he sealed off on those safeties and those DBs, and he took on linebackers. And what he did yesterday showed you why he's the best tight end in football still. Still. It's a different game for him now. But, you know, all the antics, all the colorful stuff and everything else, and, you know, again, the guys that write the articles for the sports sites, they don't get into the depth a lot of times. You know, they talked about Julian Edelman with the 9 catches for 151 yards. The story was Sony Michel and his ability to run. And again, I scrolled through a number of articles prepping for this game. Nobody talked about Gronkowski and his blocking in this game. But I guarantee you, in the film room, when they're looking at this game today or tomorrow, whenever New England does it, they're going to be hoots and hollers for Rob Gronkowski and what he was doing. Because, I mean, and again, credit to the offensive line as well, because they opened up holes all over the field. But Gronkowski, what he did, the heavy lifting he did, Woo. Woo. And the one catch he had was Bavaro-like. It was down the seam in the middle of the field like the old Gronk. And he carried four guys for 25 yards. He just can't do that very often anymore. It was extraordinary stuff by the Chargers. And legendary stuff by Bill Belichick. It's just what he does. Anthony Lynn, he got a lesson from the master. This is what happens. Yeah, this is nothing to be ashamed about. Chargers are a very good football team. But again, the mountain that they're going to be looking at, and it's going to be two mountains called the Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots for the next couple of years, I just don't know it's something that Philip Rivers is going to be able to climb in order to get himself to the Super Bowl. I just, unfortunately, at his age, I just don't think it's going to happen. The miracle Super Bowl run for the Philadelphia Eagles came to a halt. Saints 20, Eagles 14. This was a very good football game. Ebb and flow to it. It looked bad as Philadelphia jumped out to a 14-point lead. New England closed within four at halftime, which was important, because they got the ball back and went down the field. They had to settle for a field goal, but it was okay. It was points they needed before halftime. Nick Foles turned average. He was 18 of 31, 201 yards. People don't remember, in the Super Bowl run last year, he had that one bad game, and it didn't cost them. They got away with it. He didn't get away with it this time. He had a bad football game. Couldn't run the football. And if you're looking at Philadelphia going forward, this is where they need help. I don't know how they're going to do it, whether they go after a Le'Veon Bell, which would be a pretty good way to go, or whether they try to do it through the college draft. But they just couldn't get it done. And New England, although everything was keyed on the Eagle defense to try to stop the New Orleans rushing backs, Kamara had 71, Ingram had 53. They stayed committed. They had 31 carries for 137 yards. It, again, the big start for the Eagles looked like it might happen. And they blew a scoring opportunity that could have pushed it to 17. And they missed it. And Marcus Lattimore had a big game, two picks. Alshon Jeffrey had one right in his hands at the end. Philadelphia was driving, trying to take the game, or at least get it back within a field goal, and or to tie it. And Alshon Jeffrey had it go off his hands. Lattimore had the interception. First one was more important than the second one in my eye, because that stopped the drive. The 92-yard drive for New Orleans was ridiculous. I think it was like 21 plays or something like that. They had penalties all over the place and still managed to score. They're calm. I mean, you have a Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees. They're calm. They don't have issues. And Philadelphia just did not have enough offense to get it done. Will Lutz was accurate. He missed a 52-yarder, but, you know, it's 52 yards. And it was, like I said, there was opportunity for the Eagles. I mean, Foles was taking them down the field. But after Lutz missed the 52-yarder, Philadelphia came right back down. And again, I know the talk show hosts in Philly are going to be, well, do we go with Nick Foles? And you're not going with Nick Foles. It's not a discussion. The coaches aren't going to go in that direction. Carson Wentz is the future of this football team. There's no question about it. And for anybody that thinks differently, you just don't know anything about football. I'm sorry. All right, what we're not sorry about is paying some bills. So let's go to the commercial. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with a little bit of NBA right here in the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Georgia on the Cats' 37-yard line. Sony's in the ball game, and a draw to Sony. 35-30. Oh, he runs by two men. 20, 15, 10, 5. Dives for the pylon. Near corner. Did he get it? You bet he did. Touchdown, Sony Michel. Jazz hands in the... Down two scores here early in the second quarter. We'll send two receivers out to the right. Sony Michel in the backfield. We bring Hartman in motion. Hand it off to Sony. He's got a gap at right tackle. Sony quickly, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, in Oklahoma territory. Moves to the sideline. 10, 5, touchdown. Touchdown, Sony. Took it to the house.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Both teams out of fouls to give. Westbrook. Another foul line jumper and another make. Timeout, Utah. And you are seeing a performance that they will be talking about for a long, long time.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Russell Westbrook from over the weekend. You're listening on Sirius XM Channel 211. We're happy to be here. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. It was an incredible game, Utah and OKC. But there were also games yesterday battling against football, but some notable stuff, a real barn burner between Toronto and the Wizards. And again, Nick Nurse trying to sell Kawhi Leonard on staying in Toronto. They're not getting a lack of effort from him, I'll tell you that much. He's continually putting it together. And the Wizards, for all their struggles, and they're 18-26 on the season, they have determined one thing. They are a significantly better team with John Wall not on this team as opposed to being on it as Bradley Beal took over the game and got them to overtime even though they lost it. I look at the Lakers and they managed to lose to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And one thing they have in common, both teams suck without LeBron James. Cleveland's as bad as it can be. They got nobody playing basketball. And you look at the Lakers, and Kyle Kuzma, who went 11 for 23, is the offense when LeBron James isn't there. They're just lost. They don't have any leaders on that team. They're all kids. And the veterans that play are not leaders. They never have been, and they never will be. All right, let's step out. And Luke Walton surviving, at least just now. Luke Walton surviving. We're moving on, and hope you enjoyed the show. For Scott Cuddy, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.